Hello, everybody. Welcome to BibleTech.com. What we're going to do is we're going to look at some of the background psalms from the life of Samuel and David as we go through these chapters in 1 Samuel. And I'm going to select some of the psalms that seem to be the most dramatic. And there are two psalms that refer to David being in a cave. And there are two caves where David sought refuge. One is the cave of Adullam in chapter 22, and the other is the cave in En-Gedi in chapter 24. And there's no way to tell from the titles of either Psalm 57 or 142 which cave David is in. And most writers think that both psalms, both 57 and 142, refer to the cave at En-Gedi. The point of the psalms is that David seeks God in a dark and desperate time. And both of these psalms are David praying in a way that's called a michtam in Hebrew. A michtam is a psalm of reflection or sometimes a teaching psalm. But it's a psalm that is a prayer. And so in Psalm 57, verse 1, it starts off, a michtam of David when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will set out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way. But they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Now that is God's word. It is David's prayer. And David's prayer is when he's surrounded by danger as he's being pursued by Saul. And in verse 4, he says it is like standing in the midst of roaring lions, like fiery beasts. And these beasts are a picture of the men like Doeg of chapter 21, if you remember him, men who speak falsehood and lies about him. So in verses 1 and 2, David cries for help. But then suddenly in verse 3, he says, he will save me. And in verse 5, he praises God. He says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. David's desire for God to be glorified is greater than the danger and the distress that he is experiencing right then. If God can be glorified by saving me from awful circumstances, then praise God. If God can be glorified more by my circumstances remaining unchanged, then praise God for that. Either way, God fulfills his purpose while we continue to trust God before the watching world. In verses 7 and 8, David continues to sing praise to God's glory in deep darkness here. In verses 9 through 11, he looks to the skies to look beyond his darkness. He looks up into the night sky. He sees the heavens. He sees the light. He sees the beauty of the stars. And he sees that it simply seems to go on forever. It goes beyond the reach of his imagination. So now he is able to go beyond the reach of any evil shadow that he sees in his world or even in his own heart. And of course, he's not doing this in stoic defiance. Like a stoic would say, I just won't let this get me down. I'm just not gonna cave into this. That's what we tell ourselves sometimes, kind of like whistling in the dark. No, this is not like that at all. This is not stoicism. This is in the face of despair, but this is real hope in God. And so David sees the entire universe as he looks out into the night sky, or even looks into the blackness of the cave, he imagines the sky that seems to go on forever and ever as an endless ocean of God's, not only God's glory, but of God's joy, as he experiences in that cave a little drop of distress here on earth. But eventually he knows that distress, that darkness will be removed. Regardless of what happens right now to believers, right now to believers today, as we're facing what we're facing, we can say to ourselves, eventually, it's all going to be all right. It's all going to be right. See, Paul says this in Romans 8:18. He says this, listen to this, "For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." See, this is like David looking out on the night sky. Look at the glory of God. It goes on forever and ever and ever. It's a vast ocean of his joy and his love. And he says, what we're experiencing right now is a drop in that ocean. And he says in 8:19, he says, "For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." What's that mean? What's that mean? Well, go back to the psalm, and if you look at what David says there, he says in verse 8, listen to what he says, "Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre, and I will awake." He's saying here, I am going to praise God and shout to God so loud that I'm going to awake the dawn. I'm going to make the sun come up. And he says in 9, he says, "Then I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples." I'm going to be among peoples, Gentiles, and then I will sing praises to you among the nations. What does he mean by this? He said he's looking forward to the same day that Paul's looking forward to, 8:19, when he says, "All of creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God." What are we going to be when we're revealed? Resurrected bodies, all praising God amidst people of multitudes and nations who are praising God in this day of the dawn. This day of the dawn, I will awake the dawn, David says. I will awake the glory that is God. And this way is the way that David gives glory to God. This is the same way Jesus taught us to pray right now. As we sit here today, he says, "Our Father, holy is your name. Hallowed be your name. Set apart from any other name. You are set apart from any other person in the universe. Any other being, anything you've created." And we say, "Father, holy be your name, hallowed be your name." Before we even get to the part where we say, "Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, Father, what we need." When, you know, we don't need just bread for our bodies, Father. We need the living bread for our hearts, our souls. We need to be physically fixed. We need to be mentally fixed. And we certainly need the spiritual strength for our souls. So we don't just simply come to God and say, "Do this and such and do this for us, God." He's not waiting for us to just call upon him and to say, "God, we need some medicine right now. We're broken. We need to be fixed." That's not what he says. He'll do that, but that's not the way we treat him. We go to him and we say, "Father, be glorified in my life. However you work this out for your glory, not mine." This may be hard now, it may seem hard now, but someday, here's what's going to happen. Someday, it's going to be just like David said in the psalm, "Awake my glory, awake my harp and my lyre, I will awake the dawn with my singing, with my thanks, with my praising, because God's steadfast love is great to the heavens. He will be exalted, his glory will be seen in all the earth." What's going to happen someday is our glory will rise. We will rise from the dead in glorious bodies, and all of the darkness will be over. The things we see now will be gone. See, resurrection means that we will live with Jesus in the pleasure and the beauty of that infinite love that David looked up and saw in the night sky in the creation of God. So, you know what we want to do? We want to meditate on this psalm. We want to see it with the eye of our hearts until we see the horizon, the glimpse of the horizon of his coming glory. Think of it, what I just said. That in itself is a prayer. Amen?